Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Kaya with Family First. Is this Angela?
No.
Angelina?
Yeah, Angelina, yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good,
Call
how are
with
you?
regards to Jose?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your dad?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just confirm with me his date of birth before we move forward?
It's January 3rd, 1956.
Amazing. Okay. Did he ever get home care services before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. Amazing. So the first step, I just want to make sure financially he's going to be eligible. Does he make more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Does he own a home?
Yes.
He does own a home?
Yes.
Does he own a car?
No.
Okay, so sometimes if they own a home, then I'm assuming his home is more than $8,000, right? He has assets more than $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so financially, I'm not sure he's going to be eligible since he does own a home, because sometimes once the patient dies, then the county takes the assets of the patient. So it's really up to the patient. But what I would do for you is, I would have you call the broker to schedule the first assessment. They'll come down to your home, and they'll determine if he will be eligible or not. Do you want to go through with that?
The broker has already made an appointment that she'll be coming on Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So when that broker comes down, let's follow up after that and see if they mention that there's a home there, right, that he owns it, and let's see what he says, okay?
So I have a question about that. So if he was to put his house into my name, would they still have access to be able to take this house?
You can ask the broker that, because that I'm not so familiar with those.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. So this is my number. You can text me and call me, and I'll follow up with you after the assessment, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.